Welcome, everyone. It is time once again to talk some sports with you on this March. No, April.
April Fool's Day.
Gotcha.
Thought it was March. Nope. I fooled you.
Yeah. It's fool April. Us all.
And that's all you're going to get out of me. So thank you very much for listening. Have a good night, folks. And we'll see you next week.
All right. That was a nice one.
So
nice and short. I like it.
All right. So anyway, I guess in the after show notes, we could probably talk about some sports. So yeah. This April 1st, 2024, we're deep into March Madness, which makes sense because it's April now. And we've got some baseball starting up. We've got some hockey somewhere in there.
I think it's about 2 weeks out until the playoffs.
So how are you guys doing? How was your weekends?
My weekend, I worked for 3 12-hour shifts. And so I am ready to drink some beers tonight and go have a nice sleep. So
Nice.
Ben, how was your weekend?
It was pretty good. Had some of the family over, or Kate's family over for some Easter brunch brunch yesterday, so that was nice. And my kids are on spring break, so they've been enjoying that great Friday to Tuesday off, some crazy thing, which is awesome for them. So, yeah, how about you, Jason?
Oh, it was nice. It just kind of took it easy. Went and had a nice lunch yesterday. A little frustrating basketball game, but other than that, it was a pretty decent weekend. Stayed busy.
Nice.
So I didn't get a lot of relaxation, but I did stay busy. So usually get one.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Better, can have both. Better that than neither. So
yes.
And we got snow coming, so yeah, I don't know.
Yeah, a little taste already.
Yes.
Cool.
One more storm for us.
Yep.
Hopefully it's not the April storm from...
How many years ago now?
Yeah. Yep. Mm-hmm.
6 years ago, 5 years ago?
Everyone living in Wisconsin, or listening in Wisconsin, knows what we're talking about, so...
Yeah, for sure.
All right, should we get into some sports here, guys?
Yeah, sure. Yeah. Why not? So let's start off. We got baseball starting off, kicking off the new season. Lots of teams doing good. Lots of teams looking like crap. Lots of teams not starting at the right time. And it's just so early, man. Four games, it's four games in the bucket of 1,000 games that the baseball plays. Ben, let's not do this whole run through each team's four games where they haven't even gone through their whole rotation. So,
absolutely not.
Ben, have you noticed anything in these four games per team worth bringing up here?
I mean, if you want to see some surprises, I mean, the Tigers having a 4-0 start is always a big surprise. If you're in Detroit, you know, it's been a long time since they've done anything. So, and then you got like the 0-4 Astros. No, it's, you know, long season, but that's a pretty shocking start too. They feel like they come out hot and winning it all the time. And then, yeah, you got the tail of the two New York teams. You got the Yankees 4-0, crushing it with Soto there and everybody else. Going, you know, balls of the wall already. And then you got the, you know, the lonely Mets sucking it up on the other end. 0-4 already. So, yeah, I mean, there's not, can you say surprises? Really? No, because we're barely into it. Kind of a surprising, I don't know if you guys saw, like, opening game for the Diamondbacks and the Rockies. I think it was like 16-1 or something like that. It was the highest scoring opening day of all time. And they had like 14 runs in the third or something like that. Wow. So I was like, that's a pretty crazy opening day to just pile it on right away. But yeah, just, you know, it's kind of hard to say. But those are kind of the things that stuck out to me. Anything you saw, Paulie, that kind of intrigued you?
I'm going to be honest, because I was working all weekend, I saw about 3 innings, I think, of the Brewers opening day. And I just, like, big picture, obviously nothing is in shape yet. But I just wanted to get your thoughts about the Brewers 3-0 sure. start. Jack Churio looking good.
Really good.
Just your overall thoughts about the Brewers' start here.
I mean, pretty great. I mean, so, I mean, let's see. Freddie Peralta, I mean, again, fifth team ever on opening day to have one hit or one, you know, one hit or less, and one earned run or less. Full 9 innings, so the whole pitching staff. That's what they had on game one against the Mets. They gave up one Sterling Marte hit a one, you know, single shot home run in the third or whatever, and that's all they had. So that was very impressive too. Again, too, just having some first day drama with Rhys Hoskins sliding into Jeff McNeil and him flipping out and no penalty was called, and then him giving the crybaby eyes. That was kind of fun the rest of the weekend with all the boos. And game two with Rhys Hoskins coming up, you know, singling a 2-run single and then a 2-run blast and just, you know, getting thrown behind. So it was fun to see some of that drama right away. It seems like the Mets always get into that shit. But, yeah, the pitching, everything looked pretty good. Yeah, Jackson Chirio looks like a champ, man. He looks really good. He looks so fast. A lot of stolen bases these games. I think Bryce Train has 6 stolen bases already in 3 games, which leads the majors. But yeah, Christian Yelich just came out right away, started hitting. It just looked, they looked really good overall. And then he had, like, you know, had some of the rookies, like Joey Ortiz having his first hit, Oliver Dunn, you know, them having first hits, which was kind of cool too. And Jackson having first hit, first stolen base, first RBI, first, like, basically everything this weekend besides a home run. So, yeah.
And a great catch in the outfield also. A
couple of them, yeah. So, looking good overall. Again, only 3 games in, day off today, home opener tomorrow against the Twins, which, you know, a lot of people are pissed off for opening day if they're going to go tailgate, because it's going to be like a Packer game in December down there tailgating. Instead of being nice and sunny,
there's the fans are still gonna come out though.
Yeah, oh yeah, they better. They better. So yeah, it'll be awesome. So yeah, they're looking good.
All right. Yeah, I just I think we can put our baseball talk to bed for now.
Well, Paulie, do you have any thoughts on the Brewers 3-0 start?
Like I said, I didn't get to watch much of it. My overall impression was just Jackson Chirio, like Ben was saying, looks like he's the real deal, and yeah, that's gonna be a huge addition.
Fifth youngest player ever to start an opening day. So in the major
and they games. Already have him locked up on a
for a long time. 8 years.
What's gonna look like hopefully a pretty deep in contract. So
well, that's, you know, good for the Brewers, like, you know, coming out strong after losing their manager, their longtime Craig Counsell in-house guy, you know, him going to the division rival. It's
and both their aces at the top of the rotation. Mm-hmm. One injured and one traded. So good on them.
So let's, Paulie, let's keep it with you here. NHL, shit's getting hot.
NHL.
Yes,
Boston's
it is.
Boston's still looking strong after. I just, Can we trust Boston? Wally,
no.
You trust Boston?
I mean, okay, here's the comparison I'm going to give, and it's not an apt one at all, but you have
That's good.
Virginia you had Virginia start. Losing to a six. Okay, I'm going to connect this. I'm sorry. Okay. You had Virginia losing to a 16, coming back the next year and winning the title. You had Purdue going down to a 16 last year. They're in the Final Four, which we will talk about in a minute here. You had Boston with the best regular season record of all time in hockey. I mean, do I trust them fully? No. But am I going to be surprised if they win the cup? No.
So you don't trust them?
I don't fully trust them. I think this is a year that a Canadian team is going to come out. I think the Oilers are going to do it this year. That is
okay.
That would be my pick at this point.
Gotcha.
Am I gonna be surprised if Boston's in the Stanley Cup Finals? Absolutely not. I think a team like that that's been together for as long as they have understands after that experience what they have to do. I guess I'll say it like that.
Okay,
Ben,
fair enough.
Ben, what do you think about that?
I mean, could they do better than last year? Obviously, because they didn't do anything in the playoffs whatsoever. So, like, yes, but I mean, maybe this year they're going to be flying under radar a little, obviously, a lot more than they were last year. I don't have them winning at all, honestly. I just don't have them doing that this year. Because there's a lot of other stronger teams, like, you know, New York and Carolina, the Rangers, I mean, sorry, I'm going to decipher which one is which, because not the Islanders, obviously.
No.
They're never, don't talk about them. But yeah, I mean, even like you're saying, Canadian team could win it all, like Edmonton's a very good choice. Vancouver's looking very, very good as well right now.
Winnipeg's up there. They're
yeah, so season. There's a lot of good teams, you know, so I don't think Boston's going to win it this year. I think last year was the best case scenario to do it, and it just didn't work. So I don't see them winning it. I think I'm going to go. I mean, I did pick the Oilers earlier this year, and they're still looking pretty good. I know they had a rough start right at the beginning of the year.
They had a really rough start for Connor.
And people didn't know what the hell they were doing.
Connor McDavid's been a monster since they got a new coach.
And but like those Panthers, I think, are going to be tough again. Like they got there last year. I think they can possibly get there again too, you know? So.
Oh, absolutely.
So I think I'm going to keep Florida in the mix right now.
I think that's the fun thing about the Stanley Cup playoffs is it is so unpredictable. Anything can happen. You can have a goaltender that shuts out a team for three games, and that's all you have to do is get that fourth game. You can have a team that scores five goals a game, and the other team can't keep up. That's what I love about watching the Stanley Cup playoffs.
Yeah. Absolutely. And they play every single day.
Yeah, right.
They don't mess around.
Yeah, they're just like, let's rip these. Let's get these
get
out.
Get this done. Yep.
We got shit to do. And we got...
if we win that cup, I got to take it to my grandma's house and my brother's house and bathe my kid in it. I got shit to do with that thing. I need time.
Brew some beer in it, you know. I got plans, man.
Uh-huh.
Let's get it started. So that's we can touch on hockey again a little later when it gets a little bit. Maybe next week. We'll
just
get a little.
Just real quick though, I want to just break in because it's actually live. Just happened.
Oh.
So the Astros' Ronel Blanco just threw a no hitter.
Oh.
which is pretty good. His, you know,
that is
in his
pretty
eighth
good.
In his eighth career start, so pretty damn good all start. Right. So 17th no-no in franchise Absolutely. History for the Astros. So kudos to that. Since we were just talking about Astros' slow start, looks like they just got a win with that no-hitter. So
yeah, okay. Well, there mm-hmm. that is. We'll watch. We'll see the Astros kick their way up the standings.
Yeah, they'll be fine.
Yep, there you go.
Oh yeah, they'll be. Yeah. And they, I mean, they got swept by the Yankees. So
well, whatever. It's, it is what it is.
That was it's years ago. Now it feels like.
Yeah.
You know, like it's.
Yeah, they just throw no hitters now.
Yeah, oh yeah, it's easier. I suppose.
So, all right. Yeah, let's now that we touched the hockey, we touched the baseball. Let's get to what, you know, everybody wants to be talking about, and that's college basketball. Where do you guys, Paulie, where do you want to start? Let's just pick like a your favorite matchup of the last weekend and just kind of let me know where you felt the most inside of yourself.
Okay. Again, I did not get to watch much of this.
Oh, that's right. I thought you just meant the baseball. Okay.
Yeah. No.
I watched all of it.
Yeah, Ben.
I can throw something.
Sorry. We'll start with you then. Sorry, Paulie. I thought you, I didn't realize.
No. Yeah. Give me a second to collect this because I did see some of it. I guess I'll mention just off the top, I did see the second half of the UConn-Illinois game. And
so you saw UConn practice is what you're saying?
Yeah, it's essentially.
Yeah.
How does a team ridiculous. Run a 30-0 run?
Yeah. Against another supposedly good team.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know Illinois doesn't play defense, but like they're supposed to score.
They're supposed to be an offensive juggernaut.
Yeah.
I guess that is the one that I really had thoughts on. I did see, I apologize, Jason, the end of the game you will be talking about in just a couple minutes here.
It is what it is, right? And honestly, I'll get to it.
But I did get to watch the Alabama Clemson game also. I apologize. That was a barn burner in the second half. The first half was very slow paced, very low scoring, which was really unusual for, especially for these two teams. That second half was a barn burner, and that was my game of the weekend. So,
and see my that game when I looked at the two teams, I'm like, you know what? I just realized I don't want to watch Clemson Alabama basketball either, just like Clemson Alabama football. Like, boo! No, yeah, I mean, too surprised. Those are two surprises to get that far in Alabama pulling it out. I think me has to be DJ Burns Jr. and the Wolfpack. Running through, you know, the whole world, doesn't matter who's in it, seems like. So that was just impressive as is. The ghost of Jim Valvano, you know, like bringing him back. It's been, what, 87, I think, is when they won, or 86?
I think it was
83, I believe.
83,
yeah. 86, but I think, was like a Villanova thing. I don't know. I don't remember.
Oh, okay. But, yeah, so, like, yeah, to me that was the biggest shock of the weekend. Just them just blowing through every single person. Yeah, Purdue's shocking for me to get there as well. I thought, you know, like it was pretty crazy after the first couple nights where I was just like, man, like UNC's gone. You know, people are just dropping like flies. But yeah, 1-1, 4-11. You know, like just like we drew it up for the final four.
All right.
What do you think, Jason? Just do it.
You got all right. So I will say just, and because I always have to toot my own horn, I did say going into this Duke North Carolina State game that I didn't think they were going to win. Like, just because, like, honestly, if it had been, let me just, if they had to play Marquette, I would have been more comfortable in Duke playing Marquette than Duke playing NC State, because NC State always plays Duke hard. They're an ACC rival.
Those like 8 miles away, like, from each other or something?
Right, exactly. Like, those teams play each other twice a year, every year, maybe three
times
a year.
They can smell each other's farts. That's how close they are, basically.
So, and I saw that. I'm like, oh, man, you can throw the 4 and that 11, like, out the window. That doesn't matter. Like, it's Duke, NC State. This is a division game. This is basically for the division title or for the conference title. Like, this is... And I'm like, I don't like that at all. I don't like that at all. NC State always gives Duke fits during the regular season. For some reason, they just, every time Duke really needs a win and it's NC State, just gross. And then, and just like, I don't know. I think, I'm pretty sure you can go back into the archives and I don't typically talk about officiating when it comes to games and stuff like that. But, dude, that officiating was awful last night. It was awful. Like, it kind of evened out towards, like, the end, like, getting into the later end of the game. But, like, into the end of the first half and the beginning of the second half, like... They were letting so much go. Like, NC State was straight, like, shoving people to the ground. Mm-hmm. And like, no calls. Okay, cool. It's going to be that kind of game. Duke does the same thing, and they're getting the call against them. And I'm like, okay, that's... But then the same, like, they were also just, like, sloppy calls overall that were just going either way. Like, and it's just... It was just really frustrating to watch because you could see it on these kids' faces. Like, they don't know what game to play. Like, they don't know how the game's being called because it seems so, like, chaotic and random, like, what they're actually going to call and what they're not, that you can't even get into a rhythm and how they're going to play. So there's, and Duke, obviously, just those kids let it get to them. They didn't, like, play above it. Also, NC State shot like 72% in the second half.
Mm-hmm.
That is nuts. That is bonkers. DJ Burns, that man was unstoppable.
Yep.
Like, just so, like, they, it didn't matter who they were putting on him. They were trying to switch guys on him. They tried Ryan Young on him and tried Filipowski on him. I think at one point they put Wallace on him. They're power forward, like, they're just throwing everything at the kitchen sink at him, and they couldn't even get him to, like, miss a shot, and he's just boxing out everybody.
He's so, like, he's got finesse. He can move so quickly and gracefully, and, you know, for a big guy, that's ridiculous. So, like, some of those shots, I'm like, man, little baby hooks and getting falling down and making it, like, it's just like, what the hell. So like you couldn't lose. That was the thing.
Just an aside that I want to mention here, or ask you guys. what's the kid's name? I apologize.
DJ Burns Jr.
DJ Burns, against Zach. Going against Zach Edey. Who do you think has the advantage in that?
Zach Edey.
Yeah, I still think it's Zach. But again, we'll have to see. I don't know. Like, again, that guy is such a big dude, but he can move. So it's, maybe this is going to be, well, gonna be a lot closer than we've had anyone else against Zach Edey, you know?
You know, I remember last year talking about Zach Edey and, like, how he seemed like a really heavy legs guy. And even, like, earlier this year, man, he's really cleaning up his footwork. I mean, his footwork was always pretty decent, even for a guy who seemed like he was really slow. But he's really come a long way this season in particular. I think he'll figure out what to do. And he's also 7'4". Like, oh, excuse me. He plays a lot smaller than his size. Or he's capable of doing that. Not a lot smaller. Not like Kevin Durant small, but like he can play like a power forward if he has to. He's good at distributing the ball if he has to. I think he'll figure out what to do with DJ Burns just because he is so huge. He's just got more opportunities. But I mean, it'll be fun to watch. It's going to be fun to watch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Ben, any additional thoughts on that?
I mean, like I thought, like I kind of said, I think it's going to be a good matchup. I think it's going to be finally kind of a closer matchup for Zach Edey, at least banging down on the paint. But we'll see. Like, again, like all the Zach Edey and Purdue haters, you know, is Purdue going to go out there and shock the world and show them they should win this national championship and be considered a great team? Or was it just, you know, Zach Edey is a good player on a team and Purdue's still not that good, you know, like, that's the big thing. So
I will admit, and you guys can go back, I did not think Purdue was going to make the Final Four this year.
Yeah, I didn't think either. Mm-hmm. I thought they were going to lose to Utah State.
Yeah.
Is that, yeah.
I had that in my bracket. So, all right. Quickly before we move on to the next game, Jason, who's going on to the championship game?
I don't know. They haven't played it yet. let's see. I think it's going to be Purdue UConn.
Okay.
I know that's like base, super basic pumpkin spice latte flavored BS, but I think that's what's going to happen. 1-1. UConn's going to win. Everybody can go home. Stetson Cologne.
I tend to agree with that. I would love to see this NC State story continue.
Well, see, here's the thing is, like, that's pretty, I mean, NC State, they play fine basketball, but it's the DJ Burns show. And if Zach Edey figures out how to play DJ Burns, like, NC State can't win that game.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and man, that UConn-Alabama game is going to be a barn burner.
Hey, Bales, fired up, on fire.
I could see both teams in the 90s in that one, honestly. The way both those teams can score, oh, that's going to be fun.
I don't know. I don't think Alabama doesn't have a shot, I don't think.
Connecticut honestly hasn't allowed more than 58 points.
They haven't had the lead for 28 seconds this tournament. 28 seconds.
I saw that stat yesterday. That's insane.
And that's when someone went up like 2-0 right away. You know, like that was it. It's like something nuts. Right. Like nuts.
So. I don't see, let me see. No, yeah. I just don't see a way for Alabama or NC State to win these games. Like, usually it's like, oh, they just need really good, like, guard play out of it. No, man. Like, NC State would need
everything to fall.
Like, three of Duke's All Americans to go over and play with them, you know, like it would just be. I know anything can happen. I know, but like if you watch that game at NC State wins that game, you're going to go away from being like, that was crazy because this happened and this happened. And oh my God, I can't believe that. It's not going to be like a straight up basketball game. Be like, wow, NC State really just dominated the four, played a really tight A plus game from front to back. Like, no, that's not how. I just don't see it. It's going to be chalk. I'm going to try to watch it and I'm going to fall asleep. It's going to be boring. And Connecticut's going to win by like 12 on Monday. And that's going to be it.
Back to back.
Yeah. Do you guys see anything here for either one of these teams? I really don't.
No. Like, again, I'm very surprised Alabama even still got there, honestly. They're fast offense. I mean, they play some defense, but this is as far as they get. Again, NC State wasn't supposed to be anywhere close to the Final Four. So again, it was a great ride. I don't think, unless DJ Burns and the rest of the Wolfpack have a perfect game, it's gonna end on Saturday too. So
yeah, and NC State, like, yeah, they looked so good against Duke. Yeah, that was Duke, man. Like, Duke isn't Purdue.
Like, yeah.
Purdue is way better than Duke. Duke should not have beat Houston even without Jamal Shedd. Like, they stole that game against Houston. They should never have won it.
Yeah, true.
The one factor, if it happens, that I could see Alabama winning is if they just go 18 for 23 from three, which they are capable of. I could see it happen. That's the one thing that I could see.
But then Connecticut will go 20 to 23 from three.
Mm-hmm.
They'll just be like, watch this. Or no, they'll go 36 for 23. That's how good they are.
Yeah, they'll go 36 for 23.
They're like, what'd you do now, Alabama? Like, you can't even do that. Like, we just did.
They have a shot, like a point, like 8 points per possession.
Yeah, just like MTV Rock and Jock basketball. You just gotta stand on the 25-pointer and shoot it. And you're like, I hit it, 25 points, boom. And then one of the rim has to be like 50 feet in the air. It's a 50-pointer. You got whippers. Yep. Yeah. See, why can't they bring that shit back?
Mm-hmm.
That was the good stuff.
All right. So all three of us have UConn and Purdue in the final. Let's briefly talk about the women, because this is also going to be a fascinating Final Four and a tremendous Elite Eight it was. NC State has both their men's and women's team in the Final Four this year.
Mm-hmm.
NC State was a 3 seed, so not as shocking of a run, but they will play South Carolina, the number one overall seed. They've won, I believe, 4 of the last 7 titles, if I'm remembering my numbers correctly. And so that's going to be a lot of fun. But I wanted to mention, because this game just happened and I've had my TV paused for about 5 minutes here, because I wanted to get these stats right. Caitlin Clark and the Iowa Hawkeyes are moving on. They defeat LSU, who defeated them in the title game last year. Caitlin Clark, first in NCAA tournament history with 3 40-point games. Passes Tamika Johnson for most career assists in the NCAA tournament since 1985. Passed Diana Taurasi for the most career 3-point field goals in NCAA tournament history. And 9 3-point makes, tied for the most in a game in NCAA tournament history. What can you say about Caitlin Clark that hasn't been said yet? Is there anything? I mean, is
yes, you have to win it all.
Yeah, that'd
you
be
have
the,
to win
the
it
one
all.
Thing. That's the one
That's
thing.
It. If you don't do that, then yeah, you were the best cause player. But again, you got to solidify yourself as the greatest. You got to win that one too. So you got to win it. Got to do it.
All right, and she's moving on to have a chance against the winner of UConn and USC, which
it's playing right now.
I had this
tied at the half. Yep.
It's
34-33
in the third right now. So,
oh, did they start
UConn?
I got to read.
Yeah. Yeah.
36-33. Yeah, UConn is up. And fun stat about that also, if UConn does win, it will be the first time in tournament history that two different schools will send both their men's and women's to the Final Four.
Yeah, that's true.
So UConn has done it. What was said here yesterday? Four different times.
Yeah.
And yeah, no other school has done it more than once. So, interesting fact about the tournament there for you. Anything else you guys want to talk about?
No, that's good for me. I mean, I'm pretty much... you know how it goes. I'm pretty much done with sports till September now. So, well, no.
Thank God you're on a sports podcast.
Never mind NBA playoffs. Ah, crap! I still have to be paying attention.
Ha ha. You gotta pay attention for a couple more months, Jason.
Yeah. And again, that's it should be a fun. Pro basketball tournament this year also, so
yeah, that's what they always say, but then it's usually right because then because something crazy happens like the Bucks losing to the Heat or something. Or the Bucks winning a championship or Kevin Garnett wearing one size too big a shoe.
Or you know, three point lines not the same on the both sides of the court. Oh, just see that.
Oh, we no, didn't I even did we didn't we even bring we that up. Yeah,
yeah, the girl in the women's game. Yeah, that sounds pretty amazing. I saw them. I was like, why do they have tape measures out? And then I'm like, you don't even need them. I can see my eyes can tell you that one. The right side is closer than the left side. Are you kidding me? Wow. Oops.
Yeah, that was a mistake that probably is going to get someone fired for.
Yeah,
so.
Yeah.
All right. Unless there's anything else, do you want to sign us off, Jason, for the week?
Yeah, I suppose I could. So thank you, everybody, for tuning in. Make sure you check out the website, walnutsportsnetwork.com. Go to Twitter at WSN Weekly and let us know what you're feeling about sports or anything. And thanks for listening and letting us talk sports at you. So have a good night.
Yeah, have a good night, everyone. Hopefully it doesn't snow too much tonight and tomorrow, but it might. So we might get another April snowstorm. Who knows? But hopefully we don't.
Yeah, take care, everybody. Have a good night.
Yes, and hello and welcome to another
day. Jason's broken again.
Of sports talk football on this April Fool's. Get the hell out of here. Good night, everybody.